Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 14, 28.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 14, 28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? A while ago, a young man I knew was wrestling with God's invitation, and he asked me, why would someone not accept God's gift of eternal life? I sensed he was asking himself that question more than looking for an answer from me, that he was wrestling with himself and all that was entailed in accepting Christ's free gift of life. That he understood that while, yes, grace came free in the sense that there's nothing we can do to earn it, but also that it came with a pretty high cost, a cost other people I know have deemed far too high, and that's surrender. Honestly, for a moment, I was tempted to downplay the cost and to upplay the benefits, but I had witnessed enough people make quote-unquote decisions for Christ that only went as deep as their momentary emotions. Those who like the idea of intimacy with God, of God's provision and protection, more than the life such intimacy demands, the benefits of faith without the commitment. That never works. It only leaves a person more deceived and enslaved, lulled into believing they've grabbed hold of life, but lacking the Holy Spirit power to do so. Scripture makes it clear there is no life apart from death. Therefore, to make a true and lasting commitment, Jesus urges us to understand and to count the cost. And he spoke these words shortly after telling a story about a man, presumably wealthy, who hosted a big dinner. Now, he'd sent out a large number of invitations, giving his guests plenty of time to prepare. And presumably, everyone had responded with enthusiasm. According to Bible scholar Craig S. Keener, invitations were basically RSVPs, therefore the guests had already committed to coming. But when the big day finally arrived, a day that did not come as a surprise, by the way, all of the invited guests gave excuses as to why they couldn't come. One said he needed to look at a plot of land that he had recently purchased, and another that he needed to try newly acquired oxen. Both excuses, of course, are preposterous, as only a fool would buy property unseen and oxen untested. Then another claimed he couldn't attend because he'd recently married, as if his wedding or the dinner invite had come as a surprise. Clearly, all of these excuses were just that, excuses. Angered, the host sent his servant out into the streets and wherever people could be found, the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame, and he invited them to a party that they previously only could have fantasized about attending. Apparently, the crowd filled with the poor, the lame, the blind, the people the religious leaders would never dine with, understood the implications of Jesus' story and became quite excited, and many began to follow him, most likely for the party, not realizing that this free invitation, which was issued to everyone, came at a cost, the cost of surrender, of making Christ their Lord. And so Jesus turned to them and said, in essence, if you don't choose me above all else, including your own life, then this gift isn't for you. You must relinquish your life as you know it in order to receive the life I have for you. Jesus doesn't want anyone making a rash emotional decision. He wants us to experience the full and glorious life he offers. He proved the depth of his longing for us when he died on the cross. But he knows we cannot experience that life apart from surrender. But he also knows the cost, however steep it might feel, will be worth it. For what will it profit a man to gain the whole world with all of its temporary trappings, to lose his soul and the joy of living eternally united with Christ? That's the gospel message, the truth God has entrusted us with. May we honor that trust by sharing the full message of Christ so that our friends and our loved ones can make an informed decision, knowing it is the truth and our response to it that sets me and you and all mankind free. Now, that doesn't mean we have to surrender perfectly in order to receive salvation. What it means is we are acknowledging, Lord, I choose to follow you. And when we do that, we receive the Holy Spirit living within us to give us the strength to put feet to our claims, to our commitment. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for sending him to earth as a man to take our sin upon himself, to die in our place, and then to rise again victorious. That is the gospel message, Lord, that he died for us so that we might live with him. But the gospel also makes it clear that our way of life, our way of thinking, our agendas, our desires lead to death. And so we want to die to those things because we want to pursue 100% the life that you offered, knowing that it will come at a cost at times, but that the benefits by far outweigh anything we surrender. The intimacy with you and your Son is worth anything we might relinquish. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power made perfect in our weakness. We thank you for the power that sets us free. It is in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.